Adebayo just erased LeBron from his top five like it was nothing. Kobe, Steph, Jordan, Durant, Duncan, no Bron.
Wait, what? The all-time leading scorer gets snubbed cold by Miami's own captain?
In front of kids holding the trophy. My gut screamed heat salt the second I saw it.
Today it's Bam's Ledger snub, Jalen Polk retiring healthy at 24, and Joey Cullen building a Gophers family empire.
LeBron takes a two-year, $8 million deal in Philly. Heat pivot to Giannis, and Bam drops five names with no room for Bron.
I hear you on the timing, but he called him a brother. Olympic teammates, lists stay personal.
Oh, come on. Sliding Durant and Curry ahead while bouncing the four-time champ? That's residual salt talking.
Bam did average 20.1 points and 10 boards, then miss the playoffs. Mic in hand, history rewritten.
I watched the clip twice and my stomach dropped. This was the Heat cornerstone with a social justice trophy, casually telling everyone the Mount Rushmore skips the guy who ghosted South Beach for Philly. No Wade, no Giannis either. Felt like settling the ledger in public. And I respect the bold, even if it stings.
See, that's the thing. Brother talk softens nothing when the names hit paper without him.
Exactly. Captain energy. He spent last year producing and watching the franchise miss. Now the award stage.
I'll concede the salt angle lands hard. Still, peak versus longevity debates, let him cook that way.
My eyes saw a hit job dressed as preference. Four rings left outside the door.
Numbers don't lie on Bron's case. Yet Bam made his call. We move.
Leaving the scoring king off while Heat fans still sting from the miss? Gut check says intentional.
Intentional or not, he gets to cook his five. I just want the specific why on Duncan over Bron. Duncan fits the winner mold he respects. Bron ghosted. Simple as my eyes read it. I hear you, but omitting Wade too makes the whole thing louder than one single grudge.
Loud is right. Heat ledger all the way. Love it or hate it, he owned the moment.
We can disagree on the motive. The five names still landed like a statement either way. Jalen Polk walked away from the NFL at 24 with a clean bill of health and just 87 career yards. Banked nearly $6 million. Second round pedigree, camp snaps waiting. Lee barely shrugged. Oh, come on. Patriots grabbed him 47th overall after that 69 catch college year. Ambition evaporated. 12 receptions on 33 targets. That 2.6 yards per target sits at the absolute bottom. How's a healthy guy with real snaps just retire like that? Money secured, shoulder healed, personal things win. He showed for offseason, then filed the papers. See, that's the thing. No press conference, scrubbed Instagram. Saints put him on reserve retired. I hear you on the blink, but after your year and the flip for a 2027 sixth, drive checked out. My gut hates it. Second round talent doesn't ghost camp for personal and vanish. What was there under Kellen Moore? Ambition simply wasn't. Smart or soft, you call. He practiced in the first week of camp. Two absences later, done. That pace is shocking. At 24, the body is ready. The Watt who decided the exit was cleaner than grinding for more yards. I believe eyes over excuses. This one just quit while ahead on cash. Concede the optics look brutal for the league. Healthy exits this quiet stay rare. Rare and telling. Bank the $6 million and bounce. Wild modern football. Flip to New Orleans midstream. Zero regular season snaps there. Then gone. Transaction wire goodbye. Personal things cover a lot. I still call it quitting on talent ahead of one way. New England took back a 2028 seventh as sweetener in that deal. Then gone. Joey Cullen just pledged to the Gophers and closed the boldest family circle college hockey scene. 16-year-old top-ranked American forward in the 2010 class. Talking 2028 first overall chattel. Dad met with three Stanley Cups in 21 seasons now on staff. Brothers Brooks and Wyatt incoming freshmen. I hear you, but family stacks can flop. If the talent gap shows. Wyatt went 10th overall, yes. Oh, come on. Wyatt already voiced the dream of all three together. Joey made it real from Edmonton. Committed the second the verbal window opened. Cody Instagram. Cohen Sile. See, that's the thing. This is a declaration, not a recruit. Cody Maroon Gold Bloodline locked. Power play for Matsuko's staff. It's still, three brothers don't equal automatic banners. My gut loves every bit of it. Empire building in real time. National state. I'll spot you the audacity. Biggest family takeover in a generation if they don't hit. Standing in Edmonton for the Hunter and drops the Minnesota pledge. Time perfect. Three Cups' dad is director of player development. A pipeline is built in. Biggest power play the sport has seen. I'm all in on the drama of it. Roxy Wyatt already locked his freshman for next season. Joey Seals is set. Doubt. Yesterday I wrote NY Wyatt CHC and they ground out a 2-1 win. Oh, 5-1. And that way I got shut out all 3 at LAA. 2-4. Excuse is simple. Bullpen will cook for you. Glory feels good. Winner walks tall. You'll turn to climb back. Mayweather shut out all 3 at LAA. 2-4. Excuse is simple. Bullpen will cook for you. NYY got me the W on a pitcher's door. That one felt good in the gut all night long. I made it over Washington. Lying over Lahav. Money tally stays ugly for me till he's hit. Records don't lie. Give him 5-1, I keep swinging big. No feel on this slick. T4 forces the kill for spots. No gauge is the one I trust tonight. We settle up same time tomorrow. These two move the needle. Now before I quiet early. The down starts with the fitness team, doesn't it? Tomorrow, we track with the more 50-yard bats flood the portal after that swing ball open. That's the one day. Same time tomorrow. Where you takes.